Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is a Friday, February 24th, 2012. You would have had shows last week, and if you look in your feed, you do have shows, but due to some unforeseen technical problems, they didn't go up until Thursday, so you'll have a lot of episodes this week to get through. I also made a request in the previous episode for questions about Toy Fair. If there's anything you want to know, ask me on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth. Just tweet me what you want to hear about. I will include it in an upcoming episode, if not a bonus episode. So just ask away, whatever you want to know. If I have an answer, I will tell you. This week, we're going to go back to our usual format. So let's get started with movies. Last weekend at the box office, Safe House was number one with $23.6 million, followed by The Vow, $23.1 million, Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance, $22.1 million, Journey to the Mysterious Island, $19.8 million, and This Means War with $17.4 million. And this week at the box office, you can see Wanderlust, Act of Valor, another Tyler Perry movie, The Secret World of Arrietty, and some other stuff in limited release. The Tim and Eric movie may or may not be in a theater near you. In the news, NBC's Parks and Recreation will go on hiatus in March temporarily while Community returns. They're going to air all the new episodes eventually, but both shows will not be on at the same time until Up All Night burns off all its new episodes. I don't know what's going to get renewed. Maybe both, because maybe The Office isn't coming back. Nobody knows. The Phantom Menace 3D release isn't quite a flop, but it's not doing as well as the 1997 reissues of the original trilogy. Not surprising at face value, because tickets were a lot cheaper 15 years ago. And, you know, the 3D reissue didn't make enough to push it past the original Star Wars at the all-time box office chart, so it wasn't nothing. The Phantom Menace is only $2 million away from besting The Dark Knight on the all-time worldwide box office chart. That means it passed $1 billion. And while everyone goes like, oh, 3D, Phantom Menace, blah, 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 do remember that when the Star Wars movies were re-released in 1997, the best you could do to see them was VHS, or maybe Laserdisc if you were lucky enough to have a Laserdisc player. And even then, very few people saw anything in letterbox format. Unless you bought the letterbox VHS tapes in 1995 or one of the very many more expensive re-releases a few years earlier. The sequel to the movie Kick-Ass starts shooting in summer. J.K. Rowling announced she's working on another novel, which is probably not going to have anything to do with Harry Potter, but we'll see. Patton Oswalt is working on a new animated show for Fox, like many comedians. Unlike other comedians, this one is an animated superhero comedy, which could be really good if it gets picked up. Louis C.K. Is working on a sitcom with CBS that now Ashley Tisdale has been attached to. Moving on, TBS has renewed Conan through 2014, and the ratings are up thanks to the lead-in of Big Bang Theory reruns. Hooray! On sale at Entertainment Earth. Smell like a hero, we've got a fragrance sale. I know that sounds unusual from a toy store, but we do have licensed Marvel and Star Trek fragrances on sale. Free shipping if you want to smell like the Hulk, Mr. Sulu, Captain Kirk, a red shirt, a Vulcan, or more. Check our website for details at sale.entertainmentearth.com and check out, seriously, perfumes and colognes based on Star Trek and Marvel today. In toy news, we received a lot of new Star Wars items, including vintage vehicles, vintage figures, Wave 2. That's a deleted scenes wave with Return of the Jedi, Blu-ray scene characters. We got new waves going up for pre-order soon. Hasbro announced a bunch of new ones, including some of last year's delayed waves at New York Toy Fair. So that means Aayla Secura, Kithaba, Darth Malgus, and the rest should start showing up for pre-order very soon. So sign up for an alert on our website or sign up for our newsletters, and we'll let you know as soon as they're ready to order, whenever that's going to be. We also added a lot of other new stuff, including Universal Monsters Ring of Dracula prop replica, Anchorman Whore Island t-shirt, so you know you can go back to Whore Island, and some other goodies. So definitely check those out. And we will be back with the video game and other episodes. This is kind of short, so don't forget to message me on Twitter and let me know what you want to hear about from Toy Fair, twitter.com/entearth. Don't forget to check out our new Star Wars and video game items. We added a lot of Portal stuff. We have a bunch of new Star Wars items we have in stock. We just got a lot of stuff, so check it out. And I will talk to you soon on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.